My magical friends with allergies, this is for you. Or if your child happens to have allergies or someone you're close to deals with it. Listen. Imagine a life without sneezing, itchy eyes, or avoiding your friend's house because they happen to have a cat, which I've been there, done that. Thanks to Curex, allergies are no longer something you have to just deal with. They're optional. And who is Curex for? It's for patients with allergies, asthma, sinusitis, and eczema. And Curex is America's largest online allergy clinic and has changed the lives of thousands of people. Everything is 100% online, and you'll connect with a licensed doctor via Zoom or text, and Curex will ship custom medication right to your door to get you going on your journey to becoming allergy-free, which I love that for you. And myself, I mean, I've dealt with allergies my entire life since I was a child, and it has only been amplified with the change of season when I'm in Utah, especially during a pollen-infested summer. And so I definitely need allergy medication to just breathe and chill. And sometimes when I'm around a cat who's an outdoor cat as well, it flares up, which is a bummer because I love cats and I want to be a cat lady, but this hasn't changed since I was a child. Over 100 million Americans suffer from allergies, and they're not just an inconvenience. Allergies are the number one reason people miss work. They can really mess with your life, like wanting to move in with your partner, but being allergic to their dog or cat. Not fun, right? And so here's the good news. Allergies can be treated effectively, and you can make allergic reactions a thing of the past. All it takes is a couple of allergy drops every day, and in just 3 to 6 months, you could start feeling real relief. And it's easier than brushing your teeth. And these allergy drops are trusted by doctors and backed by science with hundreds of studies from top institutions like Harvard Medical School and the Mayo Clinic. In fact, in Europe, allergy drops are the go-to treatment for allergies. You can treat allergies to pollen, dust mites, mold, and even cats and dogs. Amazing. No one should be allergic to cats and dogs. Curex is America's largest online allergy clinic, and the New York Times says they are changing the landscape of allergies. I've seen the reviews and they're incredible. Like this one from Lisa Cox. Curex has been a godsend to me. Has been easy, painless, and effective. The staff and doctors there have been wonderful, kind, and understanding, as well as being accommodating and fantastic to work with. I'm never going back to any other allergy docs. So, if you're serious about kicking those allergies to the curb, check out Curex. Treatment starts as low as $59 a month, and if you sign up now, you can save 80% off the $49 sign-up fee. Go to getcurex.com today for this limited time offer. Don't let allergies control your life. Take control with Curex. Go to getcurex.com. That's GETCUREX.com. Hello, magical friends. Yo, me's. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And today, we're diving into something a little different, a little more mystical, just in time for Halloween. And it is perfect timing on my end because it is raining in the mountains this witchy fall. And this is putting me in the mood for the season. It's bringing out a certain magic that's hard to resist. So for this episode, I thought, why not tap into this energy with something fun and also a bit insightful, right? Perhaps tarot reading for each of the zodiac signs. This is such a good vibe. Oh my gosh, I'm looking out and the leaves are now golden, but a lot of them have fallen. So like I said, it's very witchy with the aspen trees. Park City in the fall has a mystical, almost enchanted air with golden leaves that have carpeted the ground like a spellbinding mosaic. It is. It's like when you walk on the trails, it's like a spellbinding mosaic. It does. There's something so, well, witchy about it. And Of course, aspen trees have the slender white trunks. It kind of looks like ancient wands. I don't know how else to explain it. It's very cool. And their leaves are fluttering down as we speak, which is really cool. In a beautiful dance, I'd say. And it's like, because of the eyes of the aspen, hence why I named my shop that, it kind of feels like they're whispering some sort of secrets that are carried through the mountains. Yeah, there's just a quiet magic right now, and the shadows playing, it feels like there's ghostly silhouettes, and when you just stare into the trees, it's like you are in this autumn spell. Plus, the scent, the earthy scent during the fall, and the fallen leaves mingling with the cool air, just feels so good, and you know it's only temporary, so you just really want to soak it in and be so present and grateful. And like I said, the winding paths, again, they have this spellbinding mosaic feel. And yeah, it makes you feel like you are perhaps stepping into a world beyond the veil, beyond your ordinary day-to-day life. It's magical. I just feel so at home in the mountains, and I am home. So I wanted to bring a bit of that energy with you today. And as you may know, that this season just brings out that magic that's just hard to resist. So for this episode, I thought, why not tap into that with some fun and insightful tarot readings? And I thought we might as well do it for each of the zodiac signs. And as you may know, tarot offers a way to reflect on our lives and uncover hidden truths and connect with the energy of the moment. And so for this episode, I'm doing just that. I'm drawing 3 cards for each of the zodiac signs. So whether you are a fiery Aries or a sensitive, emotional, in the most beautiful way, Cancer, or a dreamy, ethereal Pisces, this is a chance to see what the cards have to reveal about your past, present, and future. And so now, tarot is all about intuition and interpretation. So take what resonates with you, leave what doesn't, of course, and most importantly, just we're having fun. That's it, we're having fun with it. And you might even want to grab your own deck and shuffle along with me and draw some cards for yourself while you listen along and just get into the autumn Halloween-y spirit. Also for this special Halloween episode, we are going to use the Rider-Waite tarot deck. So this is one of the most iconic decks, and I think this is the one that I usually use when I do the readings on the podcast. And while it's widely recognized in the world, there are people that are using a variety of newer decks that are usually inspired by this deck. This deck was created in 1909, over 100 years old, which is wild, and has deep symbolic imagery that connects us to our universal human experiences. It's making it a powerful tool for us to be able to help us reflect and just use an awesome divination tool, I must say. So whether you're familiar with tarot or you're new to it, the Rider-Waite deck has a unique way of guiding us through the ups and downs of life, and it offers insight into the unseen. And so for today's reading, we're going to use a simple but effective strategy, the 3 card spread representing the past, present, and future. So the past, card 1. This card represents, of course, our past experiences, obviously, and also the energies that are affecting our current situation from those past experiences, and it can provide insights into what has shaped our present. Then card 2, our present situation. This card will reflect the current energies, of course, and it might show the challenges that we're facing, and it can serve as a focal point for both you and whoever you're reading to consider the present circumstance in your life. And then card 3, future guidance. This card offers guidance or advice for moving forward in life. Also what we can look to. It can inspire us to think about the next steps in our lives or intentions as we transition into a new season of our life. So yeah, this layout is just, it's perfect for a quick snapshot of where you've been, where you are now, and where things might be headed. And as you listen, you might resonate more with your sun's card, your moon's card, your rising signs card. I know, because I'm a double Leo, so I'll definitely tune into the Leo, but also sometimes the Cancer card, which I'm a Cancer rising, might resonate with me. So you can really honestly pick and choose what resonates the most with you, you know. And if you do not know your moon or your rising sign or even your sun, you can go to, I recommend the site astro-charts.com. I'll put it in the show notes for free. You can just quickly find out your sun, moon, and rising sign only if you know your birth time. astro-charts.com.
Capricorn.com.
Again, each sign we get our own 3-card spread. So practical Capricorns out there, you'll have your own. My adventurous Sagittariuses, you'll have yours. Everybody, I've got something for you. So remember that tarot, again, it's about intuition. So as I walk you through these readings, take what resonates, leave what doesn't, and feel free to grab a tarot deck yourself. All right, so let's begin. We're going to actually begin with the oldest sign and end with the youngest this time. So with that said, let the magic begin with Pisces. Spark something uncommon this holiday season with the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it a bit less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your special list, all in one spot. Gifts that will spark joy and wonder and delight and that feeling of, this is exactly what I wanted, which of course we want everyone to feel when they receive a gift from us, right? And so Uncommon Goods scours the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things, and somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. Here's a few of my favorite gifts that I found on their site. Well, one is for myself. I actually got this for myself on their site a couple years ago. I found cute wall decor for my sun, moon, and rising sign, so a Leo for my sun and moon and a Cancer rising constellation decor for my wall. But my boyfriend, he loves to cook. It's like a meditation for him after a hard work day. And I found so many unique, different cast iron products because he loves cast irons, like a cast iron garlic roaster or a potato baker, waffle maker, pizza maker, so many unique ones. And I ended up choosing this Dutch oven, unique and versatile Dutch oven, which is going to be so perfect. Also kind of a gift for me because he'll just make some yummy meals for me with it. I found some other things I thought were cool, like their pasta night kit, their book nook reading valet, an acupuncture tension release mat. So many unique Uncommon Goods to choose from. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses, and many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this season. And Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US. Very important for me. And they have the most meaningful, out of the ordinary gifts anywhere. And they even have gifts that you can personalize, from holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old selections that you could find just anywhere. I highly recommend just going to their site just to pique your curiosity, because there are so many unique gifts, creative gifts that you could gift anyone you know, truly. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give $1 back to a nonprofit partner of your choice. And they've donated more than $3 million to date. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/magic. That's uncommongoods.com/magic for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I'd say this season, there are days that scream full autumn glam for my makeup routine. But then, of course, there are days that call for a simple, fresh face, radiant glow. Whatever I choose, I am using Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics beauty products are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, made with clean, skin-loving ingredients, high performance, and trademarked formulas, and uncompromising standards. And it's easy to see why their bestsellers have thousands of 5-star reviews. I mean, I'm so grateful that Thrive high performance formulas are not only good for my skin and good for my face, but also with every purchase, we are giving back to communities, as Thrive Cosmetics donates to 8 major causes. It's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E. And so they donate to those impacted by cancer, domestic abuse, veteran, and education organizations. And so Thrive Cosmetics, they have this liquid lash extensions mascara that is my absolute favorite mascara of all time. Helps me achieve a stunning lash look without the clumping and smudging and flaking. And it makes my lashes just look extra long without any damaging glue or salon prices. It's a wonderful. Of course, it's easy to remove, which I appreciate. It slides right off with warm water and a washcloth. No soap required. It has nourishing ingredients that supports longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And their flake-free tubing formula dramatically lengthens and defines your lashes from root to tip. So brighten up your fall look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 20% off your first order. Pisces babies. If you're doing your sun sign, you're a Pisces if you were born from February 19th to March 20th. And the card I pulled for your past is the moon. And this card suggests that Pisces have been navigating a period of uncertainty or inner reflection. And there may have been confusion or illusions or a deep need to tap into intuition to find clarity. And Pisces may have been going through an emotional or spiritual awakening, leading them to face hidden truths. And you're present. Ooh, I don't know if you can hear the rain behind me, but it's giving. Let's be present and connect with the magic of the moment, which I'm really feeling it right now, if you can't tell, but I'm here and I'm loving this. So the Pisces, present, the star, a beautiful card for Pisces' current situation. I mean, it represents hope and inspiration and renewal. I love it. I love it. I love it. Pisces is in a phase of healing and aligning with their higher self and feeling a sense of optimism for the future. That's amazing. And it's time for tapping into your dreams and creativity. And then future, Six of Swords is what I pulled. And this card shows a journey, perhaps an emotional or mental one, but where Pisces will be moving away from challenges or negativity. And it's a transition into calmer waters, leaving behind what no longer serves you. And so the future promises peace after a period of growth. And so, ooh, Pisces, these are some magical cards. I'd say these cards suggest that you are in a journey from emotional reflection to healing and a peaceful transition. You yourself can take these little nuggets and then expand on them. This is a collective reading. We're all going through some different things, but we can pick what does resonate with us in this. So, Aquarius, if you're doing this for your sun sign, then those are for those who were born January 20th to February 18th. So your past, I picked the Hermit. Aquarius has been on a path of self-discovery. You have Aquarians and you're seeking inner wisdom and solitude. So this card reflects a phase of introspection where Aquarians may have withdrawn to contemplate their values, goals, or spiritual direction. And then for present, I picked the Four of Cups, which Aquarius, you might be feeling a bit disconnected or emotionally unfulfilled right now, not feeling inspired maybe. And this could be an opportune moment for you or a moment around you for taking initiative to focus and hone in on what you know your gifts are. So if you keep focusing on what isn't working or what's missing, then you're going to be overlooking these gifts. You focus more on what is right in your life. And if it's a moment to reconnect with gratitude, reconnect with what brings you light in life, open your eyes to this. You might open your eyes to what's in front of you and what is working and to get inspired in that way. And then future. Okay, I pulled the Fool, which is great because this card represents a fresh start and Aquarius is heading toward a new chapter full of exciting possibilities. It's a leap of faith into the unknown, encouraging you to embrace new adventures with an open heart and mind. So this is fun. For Aquarius, it's about moving from introspection to finding new opportunities, ending with a bold new beginning. Now, if you are a Capricorn, if you were born December 22nd through January 19th, and you're doing your sun sign, this is for you, your past, present, future. Your past, I pulled 10 of Wands. Capricorn has been carrying a heavy burden, perhaps taking on too many responsibilities or feeling overwhelmed by obligations. There may have been a sense of being weighed down by hard work with little time for self-care or relaxation. Something to keep in mind. Now for your present, the Emperor, you are now stepping into a position of control and authority. So this card represents structure and discipline and leadership, which we know you love. And you are being asked to harness your inner strengths, set boundaries, and take charge on your situation with a clear plan for your future. And then in your future, I pulled the World, and the future looks bright with a sense of completion and accomplishment. Capricorn will likely achieve a significant goal or milestone. So this card symbolizes fulfillment, a successful conclusion, and the beginning of a new chapter. So Capricorn is moving from a place of burden to taking control, it seems, in your past, present, future, and ending with a sense of accomplishment and completion. So just trust the process, have faith, you got this. Sagittarius. Now, if you're doing this for your sun sign, you were born sometime between November 22nd and December 21st. Past Knight of Wands. Uh-oh, just kidding. No, Sagittarius, you have been full of energy and passion. I mean, what's new though, right? But perhaps pursuing new adventures or creative endeavors in your life. And this card reflects a bold, impulsive past where Sagittarius may have acted on instincts, seeking excitement and freedom. And now in your present, I pulled Eight of Cups. So this means that right now you might be feeling a call to leave something in your life behind, something, someone in your life behind, some situation in your life behind, or something about yourself behind, whether it's a relationship, a job, a situation, or something your ego's been holding on to. This card suggests that Sagittarius is walking away from what no longer fulfills you, and you are searching for a deeper meaning or emotional fulfillment. And that will lead to your future, which I pulled Queen of Wands. And so the future shows Sagittarius stepping into their power and confidence. And the Queen of Wands represents a vibrant, magnetic energy full of creativity and determination, and will likely embrace your leadership qualities and manifest your passions in a way that inspires others. So, Sagittarius, you have a past of excitement and passion, but you are now seeking deeper fulfillment and stepping into your power in the near future. Now, Scorpio, if you were born between October 23rd through November 21st and you're doing your sun, this is for you. Oh, also happy birthday, by the way. We are in the beautiful Scorpio season. One of my favorite seasons, to be honest. So for your past, I pulled, you're gonna love this, the Death card. So you have probably been through some sort of significant transformation or ending recently. I mean recently. And so this card, yeah, it might be misunderstood as something that's an end of a cycle, which it can be, because it does make room for renewal and change. But Scorpio also you may have let go of old patterns or experiences or a person or just a major shift in your life. So goodbye, death to the old, a rebirth, a renew with the new. And so for your present, Ace of Cups, Scorpio is in a phase of emotional renewal and opening up to new experiences of love, creativity, and spirituality, which makes sense if you have let something go. A lot of times something opens up. I love that I say this and the sun is suddenly coming out of the dark clouds. Anyway, this card signifies fresh beginnings in the emotional realm, whether through relationships or self-love or a deepening connection to your intuition. But you, in your emotional world, are going to be experiencing something new and beautiful and a lot of creativity and opening up a new world of spirituality. It's a beautiful, magical time for you. I'm excited. In the future, I pulled the Magician. The future for Scorpio is full of potential and possibility, and the Magician indicates that Scorpio has all the tools and resources needed to manifest their desires, and it's a powerful time for creation, tapping into your inner power and turning dreams into reality. So with this Scorpio, it seems that you are emerging from a transformative period currently, and then you will be experiencing emotional renewal in this new phase of your life and will be manifesting your desires with powerful intention. That's exciting. And Libra, if you were born between September 23rd and October 22nd and you're going to do your sun sign, this one's for you. Past. I like this. I pulled the Justice card, and this is a very fitting card for Libra, which was wild. I was like, oh, of course, because it represents balance and fairness and truth. So in the past, you may have faced decisions that require a careful weighing of options. And so this card suggests that Libra, you've sought to create equilibrium in your life, dealing with perhaps some legal matters or resolving conflicts with a focus on fairness or something financially or career-wise, relationship-wise. But you have in some way had to deal with something in fairness and truth. And now in your present, I drew Two of Swords, and you might be at a crossroads now, facing a very difficult decision. You might be feeling stuck in indecision or paralyzed by all these mental blocks, or you could be avoiding something very needed in your life. So when you need to remove the blindfold and confront the choices, then now is the time. Confront the choices that are in front of you. And it's time to trust your intuition and move forward. And then for the future, I drew Ace of Pentacles. The future holds a new opportunity for you, Libra, especially in the material world, which is always great. So it could be a new job, financial growth, new car, or just a personal fresh start in your practical sense, you know? So this card represents abundance and the potential to manifest something tangible and rewarding. So when you do come to your conclusion of whatever you're dealing with in your present, just trust that it's going to lead to a very abundant future. And so in your past, like I said, Libra, you were seeking balance and fairness. And then currently you're facing a very tough decision. But with that, there will be promise for a new opportunity on the horizon. I really think you're going to love and, of course, benefit from hormone harmony, especially the girlies listening right now who feel the need to find something science-backed yet nature-inspired, because hormone harmony uses adaptogens to support our vessels for that time of the month, which is why I appreciate hormone harmony, a feminine phenomenon. Hormone harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And here's the beauty about adaptogens. They happen to help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. And like I said, it's not just for menopause. It's truly for any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances. And it's perfect for symptoms like racing thoughts and low mood, hot flashes and night sweats, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, or even no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. So yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all these things. And Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC for 15% off today. This is also in the show notes. You and I both know that what we put on our skin matters, but have you ever thought about how you apply it might be even more important and effective? Since 2019, Anissa Beauty has been shaking up the beauty world with their vegan, cruelty-free brushes that are as good for your skin as they are for the planet. Founded by Anissa Telwar-Kiker, who brings over 30 years of beauty industry know-how, this brand is all about pushing boundaries with innovative, high quality brushes that make your routine feel luxe. Their Pinnacle Foundation Brush has gone viral for a good reason. It's a must-have for beauty lovers everywhere. What makes Anissa Beauty stand out is that they've completely changed the game by designing skincare brushes that pair perfectly with your moisturizers, serums, and cleansers. They're one of the few brands that truly understand that how you apply your products can make all the difference, helping your skin soak up every drop of goodness. Ooh, and let's talk about the Pinnacle Foundation Brush. As someone who is a skin care lover, I'd say that this one is a game changer for me. I mean, this brush is the gateway to realizing that the tool you use can be even more important than the product itself. And it doesn't matter what the foundation is. I gotta say that this brush makes it look like I'm rocking some sort of $200 high-end formula. And the finish is flawless. And it's not just for foundation either. Thanks to its unique triangular shape, it fits perfectly into every nook and cranny on your face. So whether it's foundation, contour, or highlighter, this brush does it all with precision. And Anissa's skincare brushes prove that you don't even have to use your hands anymore, because Pinnacle Skin Brush does all the heavy lifting, applying everything from your serums to moisturizers evenly and effortlessly. And these brushes aren't just tools, they're the secret to elevating your entire beauty routine. And Anissa has a very special offer for you. Check out the Pinnacle Foundation Brush, as well as several other amazing brushes at anissabeauty.com, and get 30% off site-wide with code MAGIC. That's A-N-I-S-A beauty.com for 30% off site-wide with code MAGIC. Virgo, if you were born August 23rd through September 22nd and you're using your sun sign, this is for you. So the past Nine of Pentacles, Virgo has experienced a phase of independence and self-sufficiency. Ooh, yes. So it suggests that Virgo may have worked hard to build security in your life and then enjoy the fruits of your own labor, which is so true. I was actually talking to one of my Virgo friends via WhatsApp voice message yesterday. She's a Virgo. She's been killing it and enjoying the fruits of her own labor. She's like, oh, I'm just hanging out by my pool. It's like, okay, yep. Anyway, it does. It reflects that you've been working hard in the past, and so you have a sense of accomplishment and the reward of personal discipline. So good for you. And so right now in the present, I actually picked the Hermit, and it is likely in a reflective or introspective phase. And the Hermit represents a time of seeking inner wisdom and even perhaps taking a step back from a hustle of daily life to focus on personal growth. And you can also focus on perhaps even spiritual development or just deep contemplation. This is a time for you. The future shows collaboration and teamwork for you, Virgo. And this card represents working with others toward a shared goal. That's exciting. Building a community, building something lasting through cooperation and skill sharing. So that's going to be exciting to have a collaborative future. And so Virgo will likely find success if you do choose to team up with people or add people to your team or get help in some way, shape, or form, get some sort of, have some sort of accountability and integrate different perspectives into your reality. So Virgo, I'd say for this, you've enjoyed independence and success, and now you're reflecting inwardly and looking forward to collaboration and teamwork toward a more successful future. Now Leo, hi twin. So we were born between July 23rd and August 22nd, if you're doing your sun sign. And so for the past, strength is the card I pulled. Leo happens to have drawn on their inner strength and resilience in the past. And this card reflects your ability to overcome challenges with a lot of courage and grace and patience. And though everybody thinks that we want to show me, 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 right? People think that we're showmen, which we are in a lot of ways. We also do a lot, especially the work, without showing it to the world. That resilience is a lot, because we run with our resilience and our strength. And so in the past, your confidence and compassion have likely carried you through the difficult times. Now for the present, I picked, and this is very fitting again, the sun. Leo, you're currently in a phase of joy and positivity and success and renew, a new day. The sun card signifies happiness and vitality and clarity. And it's a time for you to bask in your accomplishments and embrace the abundance in your life and everything you're grateful for, and share this light with others. And you had quite a dark night of the soul in the past that is seeing a lot of light now, or at least about to. And so for the future, I picked Seven of Wands, and it shows that you're standing your ground and you're defending your position in the future, which is a little unnerving. And this card indicates that while Leo will face competition and challenges, remember your strength and your resilience, and you are strong and you are capable of overcoming obstacles through determination and perseverance. And so this tells me that while you've displayed great strength and resilience in the past, it's your time to enjoy this joyful phase. And in the future, there's going to be a challenge, but remember your resilience. And also, you have that inner confidence, so you've got this, queen. And then Cancer. Now, Cancer is also my rising sign, so I listened to this one as well. And you can do that with your rising sign, with your moon sign, whatever. If you're doing it with your sun sign, that means you were born between June 21st through July 22nd. And so in the past, I chose Queen of Cups for your past. And Cancer has been in tune with your emotions and intuition and compassion. And so this card shows that Cancer has been a nurturing role, Queen of Cups, whether for yourself or others. And you embody emotional intelligence and sensitivity, which basically just describes Cancer as well, I'd say. And so another fitting card. But for the present, I picked Four of Pentacles. And it says that you might be holding onto something tightly and it's time to let go. Because whether it could be money, emotions, a person, control, whatever you're holding onto, some sort of aspect in your life, something that your ego's holding on to, you are really craving that security or confidence or pride or happiness or whatever, but holding on is only making it worse. And it can also warn us against being too guarded or resistant to change. So whatever it is that you're holding on to, and you know it's been kind of a burden, but you can't let go, it's time to let go, and it's going to be okay. And when you do, I did choose the Ten of Cups for the future, and that is bright. I mean, it looks like your future's so bright with emotional fulfillment and a lot of harmony that's coming on the horizon. The Ten of Cups, I'd say, symbolizes happiness in your relationships and family and community. Yeah, you get a deep sense of contentment and joy. So for this, I realize Cancers, you'll always have your nurturing nature, but having a very emotional past to a more guarded present that you need to let go of something. But once you do, emotional fulfillment is awaiting in the future. Gemini. Now, if you were born between May 21st and June 20th, this is for you. I love this. The past, I chose the Lover. So in the past, Gemini, you might have experienced some sort of meaningful connection, had to make perhaps an important choice related to this connection or your relationships or personal values. And so this card, I'd say, reflects a focus on partnerships and harmony or finding alignment with your true desires and your own self-love, navigating that. And in the present now, I chose Eight of Swords. And right now, it seems that you may be feeling trapped or stuck in a situation, though the limitations are likely self-imposed. Let's be honest. But that's for all of us, right? But this card suggests that you might need to free yourself from this negative thought process you're going through or situation or self-doubt, and just to move forward and have faith that you will get out of this situation. You will. It's coming. Just trust. And in the future, I pulled the Page of Swords. And so the future holds a burst of curiosity and intellectual energy for you. And that represents new ideas, communication. You're going to get that spark again. You're going to have the mental clarity. And you'll step into a period of learning and exploration and excitement and initiating some fresh projects with sharp focus and that sense of self-love that you've really been working on nurturing. And so, Gemini, you have experienced connection or choices in the past that may have taken over your world, and now you might be feeling mentally stuck, but will soon embrace new ideas and your curiosity and creativity. So continue to nurture that self-love and all will be well. Taurus, if you were born between April 20th through May 20th, then Taurus is your sun sign. And for the past, I pulled the Hierophant. So you may have been in a period of seeking tradition or structure or guidance and might have been a little strict with it. This card represents a connection to established values and beliefs or institutions even that you have been exploring for your own spiritual path or even a moralistic standpoint path and ethical path. Instilling your values. And so for the present, I chose the Nine of Swords. And Taurus, you might be struggling with your anxiety or stress or overthinking at the moment. And the Nine of Swords reflects sleepless nights or being weighed down by your worries. And it's just a season of that. So it's a time to address your fears and find ways to ease that mental burden. And just trust again, this is your present season. It is only temporary. And with that, since I pulled the Knight of Pentacles, so for your future, it seems that with the other cards, the future for you is all about steady progress and hard work. And so the Knight of Pentacles, it represents patience and dedication and practicality. So you will likely see the rewards of your consistent efforts, but it may require time and perseverance. So with all this, it looks like you have explored traditional values. You might currently be facing some anxiety, which is normal, and will achieve success through steady, practical efforts. And perhaps whatever values you learn to instill in your past will help with that. And then the finale, Aries, the youngest sign. So Aries, if you were born between March 21st and April 19th, this is your sun sign, Aries. And for your past, I pulled the Chariot. And Aries has been charging forward with determination and focus. The Chariot indicates that you have overcome some obstacles and pursued your goals with ambition and willpower, and you've been successfully navigating these challenges. And then for the present, I pulled the Ace of Wands. It looks like you are currently in a period of inspiration and new beginnings. And so the Ace of Wands represents creative spark and passion and the start of an exciting endeavor. And you might be feeling a surge of motivation and readiness to take action on these fresh ideas. So do it, do it, do it. And with that, the future, I pulled the Two of Pentacles. So in the future, as you continue to just use this surge of motivation, in the future, you might hit a crossroads. You might need to find balance and juggle some multiple responsibilities, but you're able to tackle them because you have continued this trajectory of making it happen. And the Two of Pentacles suggests that while there may have been a lot on your plate, you have the ability to manage it all with your adaptability and your skill, that motivation that you have in this current moment. So use it. So Aries, it seems like you move forward with determination and you are now inspired by new beginnings and will soon need to balance multiple responsibilities, and you're going to be able to because of your creative spark and passion and determination and excitement for a new endeavor. So with that said, thank you, yummies, magical friends. That was a fun tarot reading, Halloween tarot reading with such a beautiful vibe. It's back to the dark, stormy cloud outside. Or it's gray. It's gray. Feels witchy. I can't tell you how gold the aspen trees and leaves are. I love that. I live in basically a little treehouse, it feels like, because we're right in the mountains surrounded by trees. And it's a little townhome condo and very cozy. And I am so grateful to look out the window, give you this reading, and just feel this witchy Halloween energy, fall energy. Yeah, this was so magical for me. And I hope that you found some of these valuable, some of these insights, and whatever sign you chose, or if you chose all three, I hope something within it resonated. And I used the Rider-Waite tarot deck for the past, present, future spread. And like I said, it's one of my favorite ways to reflect on life's patterns. We can always find something, a message in there for us. And I just see them as a tool to help us see our world in a way we might not have thought of. If you are skeptical about this stuff, or you know someone who's skeptical, just let them know that this is simply a tool that has different messages. It's almost like opening up a journal, and it gives you a prompt, and that prompt leads you to reflect in a unique way that you might not be thinking about, you might not have thought of otherwise, and opens up a new world for you in some way. So it's special. I love tarot, and I do a lot of times feel like the messages are very divine, very much for me, especially when I do my own. So I highly recommend sitting down and doing it yourself. Gives a simple but profound look at the journey that we're on, and it helps us see the connections between where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. And so if anything from today's reading had spoke to you, I would love to hear how it resonated with your current path. Feel free to connect with me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra, spelled R-A-Q-U-E-L-L-E Mantra. Though I have not been super active in the Facebook group for a bit, we do have a Facebook group where other yummies are active, and I've also been slacking on accepting people. So if you've been waiting for a confirmation, that is my bad, my apologies. I will make sure to accept you into the group. And yeah, let's keep the conversation going and see how these cards reflect our lives in different ways. So until next time, stay curious, stay magical, and have a mystical, wonderful Halloween. Yomies, that is a wrap. I hope this episode was expanding for you in some way, shape, or form. Feel free to visit our site at yourownmagic.com or check out my shop, eyesofaspen.com. Connect with the other Your Own Magic listeners. We would love to see more conversations started on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. So with all that being said, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you have a magical rest of your day.